On the phone on Static this evening, it is great to find someone who's about to haul ass down to Australia yet again. Sanai from Moon Duo, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good to hear from you, and kind of rare to catch you at home, I guess. Moon Duo seem to spend most of their time on the road. Does it actually feel weird when you're home for brief periods now?
It can sometimes. We've actually had a little more than a month at home this time, which is pretty rare, so it's been nice.
You don't go stir crazy when you're home for that long?
I do a little bit, but I always end up kind of racing around doing all the home things that you can't do when you're on the road, like going to the dentist and things like that. Like, weird.
Getting some life admin done, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
How's it been for you on the road touring the songs off the latest album, Stars of the Lights, and I? Because there was, if you'll pardon the pun, a bit more of a lightness of touch about a lot of those songs. So has it changed the Moon Duo live dynamic?
Well, the new songs have been really fun to play on the road, kind of for that reason. It's just a little change of pace for us, and they're pretty groovy, and they're just a pleasure to do live. We've also got this new light show that we're bringing down there, which has been really fun to work with.
So Moon Duo shows are full on discotheque now, are they?
I guess that depends on your definition of discotheque, but I think they have more of a dance vibe than before, probably.
Was that a conscious decision for the pair of you? And I mean, you got the synths more to the forefront on this album. They tend to flutter and frolic on songs like the title track, Stars of the Light. So did you and Ripley sit down and think, we're going to actively change a lot of the way that Moon Duo sounds?
Yeah, we did, actually. We've been working sort of in a certain vein from the start of the band up through the Occult Architecture records, which were our last records. And we sort of felt with those records that we had completed a cycle, or we just sort of done what we wanted to do with that iteration of our sound. And so we really wanted to kind of reimagine what we were doing and try something from a different perspective. And so that was definitely part of the intention in putting the synths more at the front and just playing around with the elements that we do already have, but kind of trying to think about them through a different lens.
I guess Moon Duo Phase 1 went out in a blaze of glory with Occult Architecture as well, because that was two albums back-to-back in 2017.
Yeah.
So I guess you definitely feel like you emptied the vaults as well?
Yeah. And we just sort of, you know, it's kind of hard to put to words, but with the music, we had certain ideas that we were kept coming back to and, like, chewing on over and over the years. And then with the Occult Architecture records, it was finally like, yeah, okay, well, this is the final word on this phase.
So is it almost like Moon Duo's midlife crisis or something? I mean, it must be quite it must be quite a step to take, because I guess also there are people that are very passionate about the band, and you kind of almost would second guess if they're going to come with you if you shift up your sound.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something that we necessarily have any control over, so we didn't want to worry about that overly much. You know, you hope that people who appreciate what you do continue to appreciate it, but it's also just from a creative standpoint, we had a choice to make of, like, do we want to tread water or do we want to keep riding the river and see where it goes? And the latter option is always the more appealing.
I think you also asked yourself how much you wanted to dance. Like you say, there is a bit more of a disco, a bit more of a disco vibe on this record. And Sanai, I also like the fact there's such a bossa nova beat on songs like Eternal Shore and The World and the Sun. So it's like you almost sort of changed all your presets.
Yeah, there was a lot of preset shifting going on. I mean, one of our main focuses musically, which I think has carried on into the new music, is the idea of rhythmic repetition and just sonic repetition in general. And I think that there is something really primal in that that is connected to the desire to dance and the desire to move. So I think that element has always sort of woven through.
And Sanai, you can also learn a lot about where a band's head is at when they reveal what they've been listening to. And around the time that this album, Stars of the Light, came out, you guys made a mixtape for your label, and that featured everyone from Gal Costa to Grace Jones, Sylvester to Night Jewel, but, like, there was nothing guitar heavy on that either, tellingly.
No, there wasn't. And that is very telling about where our brains were around this new record, is we really wanted to see what we could do kind of beyond the guitar element of psych rock.
And the other change you made for this record is you brought in Sonic Boom as a mixer for the first time.
Yes.
I mean, he had done a remix years ago of a song of Mazes, so he was someone that was kind of in your phone anyway?
Yeah, a little bit. We did a 12-inch with him that he produced in 2017, and that experience went really, really well. And we're both longtime admirers of him and his work. And he's just such an interesting, creative, unconventional person that he felt like exactly the right person to work with on this record.
So was he an important factor with how the album turned out? Was he sending back mixes and you guys thought, oh, we wouldn't have taken it this way?
He was very important in how the album turned out. He did like a few initial mixes and we listened to them, and it was like he had totally understood what we were wanting, but then taken it like a step further in a direction that I don't know if we could have envisioned ourselves. And then we actually went in with him to the studio for a week to do the mixes, and that was just an amazing experience. The studio is in Sintra, Portugal. It's a really special environment. The land and the birds and the plants and the sun and just the whole, it was like we stayed at his place. It was like this very immersive, collaborative thing. And I think that was absolutely defining in terms of how the sound came out.
And kind of brave for you guys as well, after living in such a self-contained world for so long, to bring someone else in at this point too.
Yeah. I think we were ready for that. And I think that in our desire to kind of evolve, that it was necessary to have some other input.
And Sonia, I don't know if you had to rip the guitar out of Ripley's hands, but I mean, his lines sort of punctuate the songs rather than lead them on this album. I do notice that he briefly got his moment in the sun on Eye to Eye, so he's still okay, right? He's not crying in the corner now?
No. He really, I think, pushed himself creatively to just not do the same thing on this record, and I love his guitar work. I think it's really sublime and refined, and it's not easy when you have like this whole creative identity that you've built up. It's not easy to change that, to like ask yourself to move in a different direction, but I think that he did that, and his work is is amazing. And for anyone coming to our shows, he still lets fly on the guitar, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, he hasn't entered the folk finger-plucking stage of his career just yet either.
No, maybe that's next, but we'll see.
That said, I also noticed that Ripley's recently been repping the new analog guitar pedal for a Portland company called Right Sounds called Tremolo. So he's been doing a bit of shilling, and I saw him doing that and thought, oh, I guess he might be thinking about the sound of the next record. He might wrest some control back.
Oh, yeah. He's always thinking ahead.
Well, people could come and give both you and Ripley some love next week when you're in Sydney at Oxford Art Factory on Thursday the 13th of February with the light show. You've sold it. I'm very excited to see what this looks like.
Thank you. We're really excited to get back down there.
We're going to hear something that you guys dropped just after the album came out, this song you did for Sacred Bones Record Society release called Be the Peace. So people might not have heard this. It's pretty recent.
It is recent. It was kind of an outtake from the album session.
This is the sound of Moondjua on Static. We'll let you get a few more life admin things done before you get down to Australia, Sinai. We'll see you in good health here next week. This is Moondjua on Static. Thanks.
Cannot wait for that. Thank you.